Monday was not a good day for Epic Virtual Charter Schools. Oklahoma's Attorney General announced he had appointed a special counsel to look into the school. The Oklahoma Virtual Charter Schools Board that oversees the district announced in its agenda for a Tuesday meeting that it may yank the school's accreditation. And finally, the State Department of Education clawed back $11.2 million in funds as a result of the audit. Carlisha Williams Bradley, a state board member from Tulsa, said the details of the audit make action against Epic necessary.
This is not normal. This is not okay.
Epic has accused state leaders of engaging in a politically motivated witch hunt against school choice. However, almost every elected or appointed official who has criticized the school is a Republican or was selected by one. And the Oklahoma GOP platform explicitly says the party is in favor of school choice. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.